But on the line with me now on a totally different issue, she'll be glad as well, is Dr. Jennifer Hanratty. Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you're very welcome to U105. Jennifer, it's amazing the range of things you talk about on this programme. I've just come off 5 minutes ago talking to the former First Minister about the political stalemate. And earlier on, we were talking about the poisoning of peregrine falcons. We were talking about buses and we're talking about traffic. But you're here now to talk to us about Breastival Belfast, which is Northern Ireland's largest gathering of breastfeeding mothers to celebrate World Breastfeeding Week. And that's happening this Saturday here in Belfast at the Ulster Museum, or just on the University Road there, just up the bottom of Stramalis.
Yes, absolutely. And happy World Breastfeeding Week to you and all of your listeners.
It officially Thank you. And the same to you. The same to you.
Thank you.
Is it a big initiative on Saturday? Obviously, World Breastfeeding Week, I assume, has been about for a period of time, but
yes,
Breastival in Belfast, how big is it?
Well, this is we're officially in our second year, and we have been absolutely overwhelmed by the response that we've got. So we have more than 800 adults registered, along with a few hundred little nurslings and older children coming along as well. So it's going to be really, really busy, and we're really excited to welcome everybody on Saturday.
And you're hoping to set a new record at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Can you tell us what that record is that you're going for?
Yes, so there's a concept called the Big Latch On, which is a global initiative, and the idea is to get women who are breastfeeding to get together to meet each other and support each other, because breastfeeding, it can be a bit of a lonely experience, especially in somewhere like Northern Ireland where breastfeeding rates are quite low. You can feel a little bit isolated, and just as a new parent it can be isolating. So the idea is just to gather people together to meet and support each other. But we are the largest gathering of nursing mothers in Northern Ireland, and the previous record was set by us last year, so we had 134 women feeding 136 children, so there were a couple of superstars in there feeding two babies at once.
Great.
And this year because we have so many more people registered, we've doubled our capacity, having a bigger venue at the Ulster Museum. We're hoping that we're going to smash that record, and it looks like we will.
Great. And how do you, are people allowed to come along on Saturday as well? Do you have to register? It's not a Guinness record or anything like that. It's just you're going for your own Northern Ireland record, is it? Because you know that you had the most last year.
Yeah, so it's Northern Ireland record, but it will be officially registered as with the global Big Latch On. So we're really looking forward to having more and more people this year, and hopefully in the years to come. But the Breastival Belfast itself is a ticketed event, but it's totally free. So anyone can register. We're currently sold out, actually, but we're having a few cancellations come through, so people can add their name to the waiting list, and hopefully we'll get tickets to everybody who wants to come along. But the Big Latch On itself doesn't require a ticket, and anyone can come along to support that. So it's not just breastfeeding mums, it's partners, parents, grandparents, friends, and anyone who wants to demonstrate that they support women here in Northern Ireland, because breastfeeding sometimes
I'm just reading
a bit of a bad reputation.
I'm reading some of the programme there, and it talks about some of the things that are happening. You've got talks by renowned pharmacist Wendy Jones, local experts including consultant surgeon Kira McGoldrick on breast health, a paediatric dietitian Jennifer Ashcroft on nutrition, milk supply, and many more. You've also got baby sensory, pregnancy yoga, mindfulness, toddler sense, sing and sign, and our new, and I'm going to hope I pronounce this right, Jennifer, I boob take kale, bring and buy seal here. Correct me on that, I've said that wrong. How do you pronounce that?
It's our boob teak.
Boob teak, okay.
So, yeah, so a lot of the time women,
I'm reading out the brackets and everything here.
Yeah.
So what I've been given.
The idea is that it's just a bring and buy sales. A lot of the time that women don't really consider when they're thinking about, you know, they're having a baby, you think that you're going to breastfeed, but you don't really consider the practicalities of, well, what are you going to wear? You don't normally buy clothes on the basis of how accessible they are to be able to feed babies. So it's an opportunity for people to come along and have an opportunity to buy some pre-loved clothes, and we'll have a few of the local peer supporters around to demonstrate different types of clothes that you can wear, and different combinations of things, and what's handy and what to look out for, like buttons and V-necks and things that make feeding a little bit easier.
Jennifer, thanks very much. We wish you all the best with it, and maybe let us know whether you get a record next week. Drop us a message on social media or come through to the programme and let Frank or Ricky know. Jennifer, thanks very much, and good luck with the event.